Violent crime is a sensitive topic. Homicides, physical abuse. It surrounds us and has been apparent since the dawn of time. But what is it within ourselves that gives people the capacity to inflict harm on others? Is it dependent on the environment we're brought up in? Or is it something we're born with genetically? We asked Dr. Todd Hoag, a psychology professor at the University of Lincoln, about nature versus nurture and how plausible it is when considering these issues.
Naturally, we try and put things into two camps. You know, it's all done because of the genes or the the history of how you got here, or it's all done to the experience that you've had as a children, or you've learned to be bad or whatever. And I think it's an interaction between those two things. There's lots of evidence that some things are genetically loaded: impulse control, some emotional capacity, intellectual capacity. So all of those things come with a genetic overload. But at the same time, if you're slightly more, say for example, you've got less impulse control, you're more, you know, impulsive. Well, of course, then what happens in your early childhood, what you learn, the times, the situations, and whether or not you've been shaped up to do different things, interact with that. And I think that's where the violence comes in, so that you may have the nature bit may be there, but it's about how do you nurture that, and what kind of experience you have that shape whether or not that ends up being managed or not managed.
We asked Reese Hammond, a first-year student studying forensic science, about this topic.
Somebody's brought up, so they could be something that happens at home in their home life that makes them turn to crime because they feel that's the only way they can survive. So it could be start off quite small, but then it gets more and more high profile as time goes on. Whereas with nature, it's how the brain is wired. So it could be something that's genetic passed on by the parents, or it could be something where the neurons in the brain don't connect up properly, which then causes them to not think things through completely, and they think that committing crime is okay rather than it actually not being okay.
From this response, we moved on to asking about empathy. Are people who are born to feel less empathy to be considered dangerous? Or is it more dependent on perhaps how you were brought up?
If you can't feel for the other person, why would you not do something to them? So it's I think the lack of, what we talk about as empathy is that lack of ability to automatically stop. Whereas on the other hand, the concern for the violence bit is, if you don't feel for them, you're going to do violence to them. You don't care about rules. So there's other things than just empathy that's in there. It's also about whether or not you adhere to rules, whether or not you're worried about going to jail, whether or not you're impulsive, and all of those other kind of things that go with it.
There is a lot to consider here. Violent crime will be around for quite some time, but understanding the mindset that goes with it will hopefully help tackle these issues and find a way to stop them before they happen.